Can I just share two instances with you? This goes back a long time ago when I was much younger. And Mel came to faith first, and then I followed a few months later. And that's another story. But we had two good friends, very good friends, a couple that we shared everything with. And we got so excited that we were going to tell them. So we told them about Jesus, and we didn't see them for 3 months. And it was quite a shock to us. And they came back after 3 months and apologized for the fact that they had sort of just dropped us like hot bricks because their Jesus was an offense to them. And, you know, we were so excited because of what we come into. What Jesus has brought us into is incredible. You know, we've sung a thing this morning that I always get excited about, you know. Great are you, Lord. You know, my heart will sing. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And they rejected the message. But in my years before I came to faith, I was in a band which I just loved because everybody in it had been at one time on the road, so there was no ego, nothing. We just laughed so much together. And when I came to faith, I told the band, and it was like you could hear a pin drop. Right. And the drummer of the band, who's one of my best friends, who we spent hours talking about Jesus. And I knew nothing. But what I knew was something had changed. My life had been totally changed. And I couldn't explain the way I was feeling. It was so difficult. But we spent quite a few weeks late at night looking at the stars from the band van and just talking about this God. And about 3 months later, he came to faith. Incredible. And then his wife came to faith. And I thought, whoa, this is it. All I have to do is tell someone. And God will do the rest. That's it. And so often, we are made to feel like wimps because we're Christians. You know, Callie, who is like, take her on steroids when it comes to sharing her faith. And that is totally it. But the whole thing is, it's the power of God. Because it did something to me. It changed me, and I'm still here. I'm still walking with Jesus. I'm still discovering more about him. So I would encourage you, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because that's the biggest thing. I tell somebody, you know, what do you do weekend on at church? Okay. What do you mean? Church. Okay, I can remember at work when I plucked up the courage to tell one of my colleagues that I'd come to faith, and I thought, with trepidation, I told him why, I don't know, but I just did because I didn't know that much, and I told him what had happened, and he said, oh, that's good, that's nice, and I thought, well, that's easy, and the next morning I came in. And they'd had loads of cans and bottles and stuff, and they were rattling them as I came up the stairs singing hallelujah when the roll is called up. And I thought, what? And I just felt, oh, and I thought, well, that's it. Everybody knows now. So now it's easy. So I would encourage you not to be afraid, because it's the power of God. You know, if you were a personal friend of Her Majesty the Queen, and she'd given you a message to take to someone, you would go with and deliver the message. We have been called by the God of heaven to share this message. And it's a life-changing message. It's not a message of man. It's a life-changing message which has come from the God of heaven. And the Holy Spirit is in us. And we can share that message with confidence, because it's the power of God unto salvation. It's not us. We just give the invite. Yeah. So let's do it. Let's do it.
I mean, when we became Christians, we were so excited. We thought, oh, great, life is going to be wonderful now. Everything's going to be fantastic because we've got this God on our side. But actually, we entered a battleground, spiritual battleground, and the family were attacked in horrendous ways. And today, if you become a Christian, you become a warrior.
Yes.
And there's a verse in John 16 that says, in this life you will have tribulation, but do not fear, I have overcome. So when you have these tribulations, don't get on Facebook and start moaning and griping for the world to see. Don't go into work and say, oh, I wish I wasn't here today. Don't diss your Christian life. Come on, just take, count to 10. Take 10 before you do any of those things and then start praising the Lord. We've got people on the mission field. Rebecca can give you countless stories of YWAM, even her own testimony about how God has brought a situation in her life around so that she can help people that went through what she went through. God turns bad into good. Things will happen to you. Bad things will happen. People get awful diseases and sicknesses. Praise the Lord. But we've had friends who were travelling in their quite an old car on the mission field to go out to preach the gospel. And so many times their car broke down. They weren't mechanics. They didn't know how to fix it. They would get out. They would look at the engine and say, well, God, this is up to you. They'd praise the Lord. They'd get back in. They'd turn the key and the car would start. Come on, guys. Use the power of God and stop moaning and griping.
Well, I didn't expect that. Can I just point out, she said that, I didn't. But I stand with her because she's right. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for you before I hand back to Danny, who's going to come and close our time with worship. And I'm going to pray because there may be someone here this morning, and this is it. There may be someone here this morning who has never had that encounter with Jesus. And maybe you've even come to the church for a while and you still haven't had that encounter with Jesus. I want to pray for you. And then I'm going to pray for us who know Jesus to have the courage and confidence to go out and just invite, just to tell people. Tell them about Alpha. Alpha is incredible the way that it presents the gospel and the debate. Like Graham said, no holds barred, no questions. No questions are irrelevant or not for this time. So, if you just stand with me, please. Father, you're the seeker of all our hearts. You know our inmost thoughts and the depths of our desires, our fears, our dreams. You know right where we are right now. And Father, I believe there may well be someone here this morning that has never encountered your Son. Never come to that place of giving their life to him to bring that amazing transformation that only the Holy Spirit can bring. So, Father, I pray for them right now. I pray that you will give them courage to come to that place right now. Father, that they might come to you to acknowledge that they are sinners in your sight. And we'll ask you, Father, to bring that forgiveness. Yes. And to set them free into this glorious life that you bring. Pray for them right now, Father. And if you are one of those in this room this morning, I would encourage you to come and speak to us. And for us, Father, that know you and love you, have experienced your constant, consistent goodness, give us the courage, Lord, to go out and invite and tell people. Because the one that we've come to know is the God of the universe. Father, give us the courage. You've put your Spirit in us. It's not a spirit of fear. It's a spirit of power. So we go out, Father, in Jesus' name, and invite. May we see your anointing and blessing on the invites. Yes. As people come. Yes. And as they come to faith. Yes. Father, we bless you and thank you for Jesus. He is the ultimate answer to every difficulty that we might face, but he is the answer for eternity. And you are the God who has given Jesus, and the gospel is your power. It's the power that brings salvation. Father, we go out in your name and we declare today that Jesus Christ is Lord, and every knee will bow and confess that he is Lord to your glory. Father, bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
A challenge that I carry personally is that if I believe what I do, I know that my sins are forgiven. I know that I'm going to heaven. I know that I'm cleansed by the blood of Christ. I know that I'm in relationship with God, and it's the most fundamental thing that I have ever had or can have in this life. If that's true for me, it's true for every person I meet. To know that to be true for me and not to share it. To know that truth for me and not to share it. For you to know that truth and not to share it. I leave that with you.
If I can share something that we've been speaking about, going out and speaking to people, and the enemy does certainly work through fear. And I want to say to not be fearful, because even when we go wrong, God is there with us. He knows everything. And some of the guys, we was talking the other night, and they said, when you go out, Chris, do you ever get scared? And I thought, what of? And they said, well, in case you make a mistake or you say the wrong thing. And I thought, well, I hadn't thought about that. And then it's amazing. I went out and I was walking along and I saw a young lady. She's about 25, even younger than my daughter. And she was dressed as a goth. And she had black hair and black eyes and black lipstick and all white makeup, and just sort of looked in that appearance. And I just felt, Lord, I feel that I should pray for her. And I just asked him. And I felt that peace to go and pray for her. So I went up and I said, hi. I says, I'm from the local church, and I just want you to know that Jesus loves you. And she went, so what? And I went, okay. I says, well, you know, he really does. And, you know, if you like, we can pray. Or, you know, what is your opinion of God? And she said, well, she says, over 900 people have prayed for me and I don't believe. So I said, okay. And she looked really sad and stuff, you know. So I says, well, you know, he does love you. I says, and God is about relationship. I says, like me and you now, like we've got a relationship. And then you know you've said the wrong thing, right? Because she looked at me and she went, I ain't got a relationship with you. And I went, oh, I know, man. I says, I didn't mean that. I said, I'm married. I said, I didn't mean that. And she laughed and she smiled. And so I went, oh, okay. And she went, that's the first time I've smiled in years. And I went, oh, that's because God loves you. And I thought, I'm going there. And so I kind of went, right? But that's amazing, even in our mistakes. And that's what I want to say. So don't worry about, oh, case you might make the mistake. The devil wants you to think that. Just be you. Just go out and let God work through you. And he'll do anything.
And I've just got my own little alpha story that just kind of ties in with what these guys have been sharing and what we're about to sing. Al and I went and did an alpha just as a kind of renewing of our faith years ago in our church in Bristol. And then we decided to help on the next one. So we helped on the next one, and we invited my sister, who'd been having a bit of crisis of faith and in her life, and was really struggling. And we invited her along to alpha, and she renewed her faith as a result of coming to Alpha. And she decided to help on the next one, where she met her husband-to-be. And he had come out of a divorce and was really struggling. And they met through Alpha, got married. He renewed his faith. And the two of them are now in India. They're in Calcutta working for a charity called Freeset, which liberates women from modern slavery. And they work in the red light district. And you just think, this one small thing. Al and I went, we invited my sister. She went along and helped got married, the two of them together, renewed their faith together, and now they're on the other side of the world letting people know about Jesus. So it's just those, you know, like Becky over in the States and traveling the world and sharing about Jesus, that one person that you invite has a global impact, potentially, very quickly as well. You know, that example of Nikki Gumbel, you know, before he could even ring everybody else, they all knew. I mean, how exciting is that? So when we sing, "For the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me," our impact is not just in our workplace, it's not just in our family, it's not just in our town. It is a global thing. "For the sake of the world, Lord, burn like a fire in me," so that other people can see and know that the Lord is good. God is good. Yeah. just pray for that courage. We pray for that fire to be lit. If it's just a little pilot light there, if your light's already burning, then we just pray, Lord, to turn it up. Lord, we just, you know, I can't remember who it was, but someone said, you know, set me on fire and let the world watch me burn. And that's what we want to be like. So we make that our prayer for today. We pray, Lord, for courage, for that courage to just say to a work colleague, hey, you know, this is what I did on the weekend. You know, or just like, you know, Chris was saying, God loves you. Did you know that?